You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Today we're going to talk about the changes to Michigan divorce law. Recently, there have been some big changes to Michigan divorce law that will affect the entire structure of how people can get divorced in the state of Michigan. So what are the key changes? There are two. The first change is an end to complicated legal paperwork, deadlines, and processes. Michigan has always required that one spouse file a complaint for divorce and serve it on the other spouse in order to get a divorce moving forward. This has involved complicated legal paperwork, deadlines, and processes. These processes are no longer needed. The second change is that people can hire attorneys to take part in only a small portion of their divorce. Hiring an attorney in Michigan used to mean that an attorney was required to handle all aspects of the case. The change in the law now means that people can hire an attorney for only a small fraction of the divorce process, if they so choose. So let me explain what these changes mean for people getting divorced in the state of Michigan. Before these changes took place, starting a divorce meant that one spouse actually had to sue the other spouse to get divorced. The suing spouse became the plaintiff, and the sued spouse became the defendant. While this adversarial structure suits divorcing couples that want to hire attorneys to fight it out in court, this isn't how everybody wants to go about it. It's complicated, it's expensive, and it's combative. With the changes, now couples can jointly file for divorce together with a simple petition, avoiding complicated legal paperwork, deadlines, and processes. Couples who file a joint petition for divorce can also seek an expedited process to finalize the divorce quickly. And since both parties making the filing do it together, spouses don't need to sue each other to get divorced. The adversarial structure is gone. These changes also make it easier for couples to obtain legal guidance while avoiding hiring combative attorneys and entering a courtroom. A lawyer might still be needed, but you get to choose how much and when to use them. The changes to the law not only mean that people save money, time, and aggravation, it also delivers far better results. The changes to Michigan divorce law also make two other less expensive options for obtaining a divorce, do-it-yourself divorce, and mediation, much more attractive options for Michigan residents who are looking at divorce. I will be talking more about do-it-yourself divorce next week. In the meantime, if you would like further information on the changes to Michigan divorce law, please visit my website at clelandsolutions.com. We'll be happy to speak with you by phone about our approach, discuss your options, and help you decide what's best for you and your family.